You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. Public schools have been the center of heated public debate in recent years. There's been a backlash against school COVID policies, arguments in the political world and in school board meetings about how schools handle issues of race and gender, and concerns about post-COVID declines in some nationwide testing scores. It can be easy to feel pessimistic about education, but our next guest sees something else, opportunity. They say it's a good time for school leaders and other stakeholders to embrace fundamental changes, connect with their communities, and turn to local democracy to solve these problems. And in their new book, they have lots of examples to share. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a parent or community member, have you had an opportunity to work with your school district? Was there a good line of communication? If you work in schools, are you looking for ways to connect with your local community? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Landon Mascareñas and Donnie Tran are longtime educators, founders of the Open System Institute, and their new book is called The Open System, Redesigning Education and Reigniting Democracy. Donnie, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having us.
And Landon, thanks for being with us.
Wonderful to hear you and be with you.
Landon, start us off with a big picture. What do the two of you mean by an open system as it applies to schools?
Well, first off, thanks for having us. And fundamentally, the big idea is that for too long in our nation's education systems, and actually in public systems generally, they have been closed off from the communities they serve, which means they have not been designed by the communities that surround them, whether that's because they were built in the past or because the population or community has shifted over time. We need to build more adaptive, interactive, and public systems, including our education system, that take in the information, work with stakeholders, family, parents, community members, business, to reimagine what's possible, and through that become open to co-creation and co-design with their community.
Donnie, the two of you have worked with districts around the country, particularly Colorado, but elsewhere as well. How does this start? If a school leader is hearing this and saying, okay, this sounds good, sure, of course I want to engage with my community, where do they start?
Well, we think about trying to identify what we call an open moment, an opportunity to do the kinds of co-creation that Landon was just talking about with the community. And so the first step is really trying to identify what is that thing that both the leaders within the system and, you know, organizations like the board and the public, where can we agree that co-creation can be used to the highest and best effect? And so the thing that we recommend first is find that and then really assemble an unusually diverse and inclusive group of community members and frontline educators and young people to really train their attention and energy to that problem.
Landon, I can imagine somebody on a school board or say an administrator saying, well, hey, I try to have a public meeting on blank, or we invite people to the school board meetings, but nobody shows up unless there's something really controversial. Then everybody shows up and yells at us. What's the starting point for having bringing people on board, as Donnie was just saying, and having productive, collaborative meetings?
Well, you know, you brought this up earlier in the introduction, but, you know, our public education system, like so much else in our democracy, is really undergoing a stress test to see if it can actually respond to the increased demands of the communities and parents and families they're a part of. But we really believe it's muscle building. It's about finding that moment and then actually building up on top of it, whether that's in a rural community in Colorado, thinking about how to build an economic development strategy, or in Kentucky to think about the way learning and assessment gets reimagined, or school discipline questions. These are political decisions that create opportunities for consensus building and working together. We have to admit that the way that too often this happens in both our public setting, but in education, are broken. The way we do task forces and committees aren't effective. And a big part of the book is building a shared discipline and recommendations on how to do that effectively so that progress can occur.
Donnie, how can a school reach out to a community that hasn't been at the table as much, whether that's maybe a new immigrant community or a religious minority that feels excluded? How do you start to build those bridges?
Yeah, well, what we have found is that really intentional outreach with a very clear ask and a defined timeline helps people see their own role in the work and to understand that it's not an open-ended commitment that's going to last forever. They understand the thing they're going to do in service of the system. So I'd say that first of all. And then really making thoughtful and culturally appropriate outreach, both through translated materials, is a critically important thing to do. And then also there are always folks in the community who are trusted brokers and trusted intermediaries between the system and different communities. And so conceptualizing, we are all in this together, and really identifying those folks who can build those bridges and making sure that they understand the task at hand and understand that you are coming into this with a true co-creation ethos in place really can help engender the kind of trust that allows these relationships to be built.
Talking to Donnie Tran and Landon Mascarenhas, we're talking about their new book, The Open System, Redesigning Education and Reigniting Democracy. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think about what you're hearing? Is your experience with the school district, whether you're a parent, a student, or you work with the schools, does it sound like what they're talking about? Or does it sound like there's a barrier between the people running the schools and the rest of the community? Have you found ways to bridge that? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. I'm hoping each of you can give us one example of this kind of work in action. You've mentioned doing work in rural and urban communities. Landon, let's start with you. Give us a little bit of a case study that illustrates some of the points you've been making.
Well, one of the book is organized into a set of six principles that are each organized, again, around a case study or a vignette. And the first chapter is about open leadership, which is the idea that leaders in our education system have to act as democratic leaders. I mean, too often in our education management text, our training, we teach education leaders and a lot of public system leaders to be top-down folks that say, this is my way, and I have to rally people to this vision I have. And instead, we bring a lot of other types of ideas into that. And the case study that we showcase is a project I got to work on with a lot of really incredible people around Colorado called the Homegrown Talent Initiative, which had eight communities that said, we want to think differently about bringing business, community partners, students, and parents and families and higher ed to the table to imagine a vision for rural economic development in our community. And through that, built internships and projects and new relationships with business that actually in many of these rural communities had atrophied and they had felt very isolated from each other. And in many of these places, there was a new spirit of kind of democratic connection and possibility. And we believe that's a critical aspect to what makes this work happen.
And Donnie, another case study in the book is in Denver as an example of what an urban environment might do with an open system. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. A really powerful story there. I see it from the perspective of the school leader that we got to know, who said to us, like, this is not really my school and this is not my vision. This is the community's school and the community's vision. It's just my job to execute on that. And so he built, it was part of an initiative called the Year Zero Turnaround Project, where instead of, you know, the traditional turnaround models that are used, he spent an entire year really engaging with the community, building trust, building shared vision, and then executing on it. And what he found was that he actually unlocked a lot of capacity and energy from engaging the community in this way. I mean, sometimes we joke that surveys and focus groups are sort of unequal to the task of deep buy-in creation and the kind of buy-in that co-creation can really engender. And so what we saw in Drew's case study in Valverde Elementary was that really co-creating with this community brought families and their energy and their expertise with their young people into the school space.
We're talking to Donnie Tran and Landon Mascarenhas about their new book. It's called The Open System, Redesigning Education and Reigniting Democracy. They say schools can find success by reaching out to their local communities, bringing the public on board as much as possible. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you see opportunities for your local school district to connect with the community, do some of the things our guests are talking about? Is there an issue in your local school that you think has been handled well or poorly? Do you feel like there's good communication between the community and the school district, or bad communication? Do you have a question for our guests about how all of this could work? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up next on Central Time.